to all our guests who have joined us earlier. We're still live on our Wātea News Facebook page, as well as here on Irirangi Wātea, of course. If you have any questions, and thanks very much to all of those who have sent in questions and comments as well too, and probably more comments than questions, but, you know, ka pai for your kōrero anyway. If you have any questions or comments for our next kai kōrero, then please do whakapā mai kōrero mai, our guest Manuhere, ko ia te rangatira o te Moutere o Tonga, ko Tākuta Colin Tukui Tonga. Tēnā koe te rangatira, mā loe lele. Thank you so very much for joining us again here on Irirangi Wātea.
Well, tēnā koe, Claudette, the pleasure, and thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Yes. Well, I was saying to our listeners here that I'm hoping for an open and frank conversation about what's happening with our whānau here in South Auckland particularly. I've just got a pānui sent to us calling out some of the racist narratives around our whānau here in South Auckland. The AOG Church, the Assembly of God Church, being called a Samoan church, whereas a church in inner city Auckland was just called a Freemans Bay Community Church. Of course, these kinds of narratives, they don't help, do they?
No, they don't. And there was Well, two things. One is the gentleman from Devonport was almost a cult hero for saving us all from COVID. And then, of course, a different narrative totally on the whānau, the Samoan Ainga around the Assemblies of God Church. Yeah, says a lot about our country. But my friend, Councillor F.S. O'Collins, was on saying, of course, that whānau in the Assemblies of God Network are facing online abuse and bullying and all of that. It's really unhelpful because we want to encourage people who, no fault of their own, have been exposed to the virus to go and get tested, to stay at home and follow the level 4 advice, because when they do that, not only they're protecting their whānau and themselves, they're protecting us all, and getting into this unpleasant stuff really doesn't help anyone.
Look, when it does come to, I'm trying to make an analogy, or I'm trying to get a correlation between under-testing here in South Auckland and those negative narratives that are coming in. We know that during the first level lockdown, there was testing, and then there was a drop off of testing around June, July here in South Auckland, and our health providers here, Māori and Pacifica, were saying to keep up the testing regime at that time, and so we are under tested, under vaccinated. And then we are receiving this negative rhetoric. So in some ways, we can actually pinpoint some of the systemic dealings, racist dealings, by the Ministry of Health in the way in which they dealt with us. And we are now seeing the backlash of that by having these kinds of comments thrown at us. Do you think? Or is that too bigger bow to stretch?
Oh, absolutely not. I think if you take the vaccination situation, Māori and Pacifica people are amongst the lowest vaccination, have the lowest rates of vaccination in Aotearoa. And we've been going on at this for weeks about how the existing delivery mechanism doesn't suit people. And so we had a kōrero last night with the Niue community, and the overwhelming thing that came through was how hard it was to try and arrange vaccination. And of course, you may be aware that Uruta, 2 or 3 days ago, was promoting this, I think, a very good message, first Māori and Pacifica first dose. In other words, offer the first dose to unvaccinated Māori and Pacifica people first, before we continue to offer the second dose to those people who are actually low risk. And when we do this, when we prioritize Māori, we're protecting everyone. We're protecting the Māori whānau and individuals, but we're protecting Aotearoa as a whole. Because we've continued to have huge, huge gaps in vaccination rates. And we've said, you know, you really need to work with Māori communities, Māori doctors, Māori leaders to try to create different options. You know that big, massive event in Manukau, it was great that they were able to vaccinate 16,000 people, but there was barely 1,000 Māori and 1,000 Pacific people vaccinated. And to me, it defeats the purpose. The low priority people who are getting vaccinated and Māori and Pacific continue to miss out. So this is a good illustration of a systemic problems with delivery of health services to Māori and of course, Pacific people. And, you know, our friends in Urutau and ourselves will continue to advocate as best we can, and hopefully somebody somewhere would listen to those submissions.
You see, hopefully somebody would will listen to us. I mean, that's just not good enough, is it? You know, if we see now, and you can confirm whether this is it's actually correct, 50% of the positive cases that are here are Pacifica whānau. Now, that goes to show then how under-tested, under-vaccinated that community is. That kind of number is just extraordinary, you know, given that we should have all have been tested or vaccinated equally, and we're talking about equity here. And when we're talking about equity, to then have that kind of percentage, it's just beggars belief, don't you? And again, that the system is absolutely failing Māori and Pacifica.
Yeah, so in this case, of course, half of the new cases so far are in Pacifica people. Some of it we actually knew. If you look at the 1918 Spanish influenza, Māori died at a rate of in excess of 8 times that of Pakeha. We've had repeated pandemics over the years, even the one in 2009. Māori again were at higher risk of infection and higher death rates. In other words, it's not new. It's not like we've only just come across this. We've known this for many, many years, and we know what we should do, but we don't do it. And so, you know, I saw Māori colleagues the other day saying they continue to be left out of the decision-making process in the planning and the designing of services for Māori. I just think that that's totally unacceptable in this day and age. I would have thought we would have learned that by now, but we continue to repeat the lessons of history.
Doctor, do you think it's only a matter of time before we have a death, and that death will be in our community?
Fortunately, my understanding is that the numbers so far for Māori are pretty good. I think there may be one or there's no Māori on this occasion, but without a doubt, the numbers in the Pacific community, it's inevitable that those kinds of experiences will come through. The other thing with the Delta variant, of course, it's affecting young people more. We used to worry in the original discussion, it was all about older people, kaumātua and kuia. But the Delta variant is now affecting more people under the age of 40, and the young people are at risk. And, you know, if we're talking about deaths, it's not a stretch to expect that if it does get hold, we may well see young people dying from this virus.
And, of course, we see a couple of the schools here in South Auckland, De La Salle, Macaulay College, Macaulay Girls School, they are affected. Now, because our rangatahi are affected, then wouldn't it have been more intuitive, our Māori and Pacifica health delivery service providers are very intuitive when it comes to their hapori, their community. and they move with family groups. But the government was really intent and still very intent on age groups, age cohorts. Well, and it appears as though Māori were vaccinated, you know, relatively well when it came to Kaumātua Kuia, fantastic. But actually, we could have actually have picked up the younger, under 40-year-olds, could we not, if we had got Kaumātua Kuia and their whānau at the same time? Could we not have been less, put our younger communities, our younger whānau, at less risk by actually targeting whole groups of communities rather than age groups?
That's our message now. That's our kōrero now to Pasifika communities. Think about it as the whole family, the whole whānau, the whole household. So when the parents or the grandparents or the adults go and get vaccinated, they should include it should include 12 to 15-year-olds. In other words, to treat it in the natural way that it is, that you treat and support and offer the injections to the whole family. I mean, you're right. In some respects, you could argue that perhaps young people should have been young Māori